Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to getting things done, and not letting technology do it for you. Ever feel like your phone has more of a hold on you than you'd like? Like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and battling the urge to just peek at that social media feed one more time? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. In today's Focus Factory, we're diving into building healthy boundaries with technology use. We're talking about reclaiming your time, your attention, and ultimately, your sanity. Okay, so why is this even a thing? Well, let's face it, technology is awesome. It connects us, entertains us, educates us. But when it starts controlling our lives, well, that's where the party ends. Imagine you're at a fantastic dinner party. You're laughing with friends, enjoying delicious food, and having a great time. Then, someone whips out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. Suddenly, the energy shifts, the conversation gets distracted, and the magic of the moment fades. That's what constant technology use can do to our lives. It pulls us away from real-life connections, creates unnecessary stress, and steals precious time we could be using for things that truly matter. So, how do we build those healthy boundaries? Let me give you 5 key takeaways. 1. Be mindful of your triggers. You know that feeling when you're just about to relax, then bam. Your phone buzzes with a notification and suddenly, you're sucked back into the digital vortex? We all have those triggers, boredom, stress, loneliness, even FOMO, fear of missing out. Identify yours, and then develop strategies to manage them. Want to beat boredom? Pick up a book, go for a walk, or call a friend. Feeling stressed? Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or a quick workout. 2. Schedule technology-free time. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, set aside time each day to disconnect from your devices completely. Make it sacred. No checking emails, browsing social media, or mindless scrolling. Use this time for activities that nourish your soul. Reading, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying some quiet contemplation. 3. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home as tech-free zones. This could be your bedroom, the dining table, or even just a cozy corner where you can unwind and recharge without the constant digital buzz. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to have dinner conversations that are truly present and engaging? 4. Unsubscribe from digital noise. That endless stream of emails, newsletters, and social media updates can feel like a tidal wave of information overload. Take control by unsubscribing from anything that doesn't truly serve you. You'll be amazed at how much mental space you create, and how much more time you have for the things that matter. 5. Be patient with yourself. Building healthy boundaries takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Ever feel like your mind is constantly racing, even when you're trying to relax? I know I do. It's like having a million thoughts swirling around in my head. Emails to respond to, errands to run, things I need to remember. It can be overwhelming. So, imagine this. You're finally getting some well-deserved downtime after a long day. You sink into your favorite armchair with a good book in hand, ready to escape into another world. But then, your phone buzzes and suddenly, you're back in the real world, checking emails, scrolling through social media, and responding to messages. The relaxation you were craving is gone. Sound familiar? That's exactly what happens when we let technology hijack our downtime. It pulls us away from the present moment and into a constant state of mental clutter. But with a little planning and effort, we can reclaim our peace and quiet. Remember those boundaries we talked about? Those are your secret weapons for battling digital distractions and creating a haven of calm in your life. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Remember, technology is a tool, it's not the boss. We have the power to choose how we use it and set healthy limits that protect our well-being. By being mindful, intentional, and taking control, we can build a relationship with technology that supports us rather than controls us. Ready to level up your focus and reclaim your time? Head over to the Focus Factory website, where you'll find tons of resources, tips, and tricks for mastering executive function. Because when you focus on what matters most, anything is possible. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Let's spread the word about building healthy boundaries with technology and creating a more mindful, focused life together. See y'all in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.